Wow, what a great week.
About 50 people showed up at a fundraiser for Jeff Diehl, a pro-Trump Republican running for governor of Massachusetts. With Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito declining to run again, Diehl is in a good position to capture his party's nomination and avoid a fight with the more moderate Baker.
On the Republican side, I feel like we have a chance to really be unified for 2022. This gives me a chance, I think, to really speak to the entire state. That gives them a chance to understand more what I'm about.
Diehl is running against what he calls reckless spending, both at home and in Washington. He's been endorsed by Donald Trump and agrees with the former president on a number of issues like immigration. And while Diehl doesn't fully embrace Trump's false narrative that the 2020 election was stolen, he comes close.
You know, I was a proponent for voter ID. I know that...
Did Biden win legitimately?
If all the states had conducted themselves correctly, I think it was a lot closer, and it's hard to tell. It was certified, and you have to move on from there.
Diehl is something of a happy warrior with a smooth voice and an easy smile. But he faces a difficult question. How does a pro-Trump Republican win in a deep blue state that voted 2-1 against Trump? Diehl has never won statewide. Senator Elizabeth Warren easily beat him when he challenged her in 2018. And yet the state GOP is pinning its hopes on Diehl to keep the governorship in Republican hands. The party faces other challenges as well.
We have rampant infighting, conflict, chaos inside our own party. We have dwindling membership. We have a dwindling amount of money.
Anthony Amore is a Republican activist who ran unsuccessfully for Secretary of State in 2018. He points out that registered Republicans are outnumbered by Democrats by 3-1 in the Commonwealth. There are no Republicans in the state's congressional delegation and only a tiny minority in the state legislature. The party is so strapped for cash, it might be unable to hold a party convention. And now that Charlie Baker has decided not to run for re-election, Amore says Republicans risk being shut out completely from statewide office.
And I don't believe that there's any chance for someone who attaches himself to Donald Trump winning statewide office, let alone the governorship in Massachusetts. And I think we're going to pay for it the next election.
The party's pro-Trump wing is headed by the state GOP chairman Jim Lyons, who's been feuding with Baker for years, suggesting that he's too cozy with Democrats and out of step with most Republicans. Lyons did not respond to requests to talk about the future of his party. But at Jeff Diehl's fundraiser, Republican Joyce Cutler says she's glad Baker isn't running and wants the GOP to move in a more conservative direction.
I'm looking for a change from Baker. I think he tried to play a little bit too far in the middle, not on the Republican side.
Lewis Murray agrees with that. He's a Republican from Boston who supported Donald Trump and acknowledges that membership in the state GOP is low. But Murray says the party's best chance to attract new members is to embrace Trump and the issues that galvanize his followers.
The Massachusetts GOP is a growth stock, and buy with both hands. The Democrats are the party of woke, and the Republicans are the party of the working class, the parents, and the non-woke. And it's happening all over the country.
Murray points to Virginia, which just elected a conservative Republican governor, stunning Democrats. Still, Massachusetts is a very different state with a long tradition of electing moderate Republicans to statewide office dating back to the late 1800s. Now, the only major Republican candidate in the race is a pro-Trump conservative. But Jennifer Nassour, a Republican moderate and a former chair of the state GOP, predicts moderate Republicans will jump into the race and battle Diehl for the nomination.
It is incumbent upon us. We need to pull together and find candidates who are going to make a great slate in 2022.
If so, it will be a contest for the soul of the state's Republican Party.